$629 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
One of the things that people on both sides of the aisle can agree upon is that Russia did interfere in the 2016 presidential election. Now, it is still up for debate as to which political party they helped. But the other thing is that people need to learn from this, and that's one of the things that we can learn from in the Mueller report is what was actually done by these Russian foreign agents to influence our election. I had a chance to catch up with Kate Fizzini. Kate's a cybersecurity reporter for CNBC, and one of the things I asked her was, what can we take away from the Mueller report regarding this election in 2016 and even the midterms and even 2020?
I think the Mueller report has been a real interest to me. And partially because if you go in and read the report, the very first part of the report goes into great detail about this very multi-pronged, years-long, well before Trump was ever a candidate, effort by Russia and Russia's intelligence service to kind of throw some bombs into our election process, the way we talk about candidates and elections with each other on social media. It seems like the focus of what we learned from the Mueller report has been only on the aspects of it that are about collusion or about Trump or the White House. I fear that the major lessons have just been completely lost. I don't see Congress talking about the issues that the DNC faced, that the RNC faced in 2016.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A House panel is set to vote this afternoon on a contempt of Congress resolution against Attorney General Bill Barr and Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross. The Democratic-led Oversight Committee has been demanding more documents from Barr and Ross in a growing dispute over the 2020 census. Now, the Trump administration has asserted executive privilege over more documents being turned over, but Republican Congressman from Ohio Jim Jordan says,
Trump administration has cooperated, continues to cooperate in this, I believe, partisan investigation. The administration has produced not 17,000, 31,000 pages of documents, 14,000 from Commerce, 17,000 from Justice, relating to this question.
Democrats are pushing for quick action to permanently extend funding for the 9/11 Victims Compensation Fund. The fund is running short of money and provides benefits to first responders and others dealing with illnesses related to the 2001 terror attacks. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Texting enrolls you in recurring automated text messages. Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text FORCE to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text FORCE to 321321. That's F-O-R-C-E to 321321.
The Los Angeles Police Commission makes a ruling regarding an officer involved in a shooting. More from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
A California cop who killed an innocent bystander during a shootout will not be facing charges. Meldia Corrado was working at a Trader Joe's in Silver Lake last year when a suspect led police on a wild high-speed chase and then bailed out of the vehicle and started shooting outside the store. The responding officer started shooting back. This week, the police commission determined the officers did not violate department policy, even though one of their bullets hit Corrado in the chest, taking her life.
Much of the West Coast is seeing record-breaking heat. Temperatures are in the triple digits from Oregon all the way down to Arizona, with heat warnings being issued in cities such as Phoenix, Las Vegas, San Francisco, and Portland. Phoenix is expected to see their first day above 110 on Wednesday, and numerous cooling stations are set up across the city to keep folks a little bit cooler. You're listening to USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
One of the things that people on both sides of the aisle can agree upon is that Russia did interfere in the 2016 presidential election. Now, it is still up for debate as to which political party they helped. But the other thing is that people need to learn from this. And that's one of the things that we can learn from in the Mueller report is what was actually done by these Russian foreign agents to influence our election. I had a chance to catch up with Kate Fizzini. Kate's a cybersecurity reporter for CNBC. And one of the things I asked her was, what can we take away from the Mueller report regarding this election in 2016 and even the midterms and even 2020?
I think the Mueller report has been of real interest to me, and partially because if you go in and read the report, the very first part of the report goes into great detail about this very multi-pronged, years-long, well before Trump was ever a candidate, effort by Russia and Russia's intelligence service to kind of throw some bombs into our election process, the way we talk about candidates and elections with each other on social media. It seems like the focus of what we learned from the Mueller report has been only on the aspects of it that are about collusion or about Trump or the White House. I fear that the major lessons have just been completely lost. I don't see Congress talking about the issues that the DNC faced, that the RNC faced in 2016.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
And good afternoon and welcome to a new edition of Modern Design. I'm very happy in my clubhouse here in Flemington to have a wonderful guest, a personal friend, and a very good client. Or is it a good client, a personal friend? What would you say, Myra?
I think friend always comes first.
Okay, you just want to lean into the microphone just a little bit more. I didn't set her up. Well, that's my fault, not Myra's fault. Well, my name is Richard Scudero. Perfect. My name is Richard Scudero, and our program is called Modern Design. We meet here each Wednesday live from 2 to 3 p.m. talking all things about design. It's a little wacky. I will fix that for you in a minute, Myra. So our topic today, if you're following me on social media, our topic today happens to be buying a resale home and then putting your stamp on it. And so many people contact me about this specific topic. And one of the reasons for that is if you're in an area that's established, right, these homes in the best areas have already been developed. So you're not going to necessarily find a building lot. But when you find the ideal location and a property that has potential, then you can, in fact, really make anything into anything. So right now, Myra's going through a big transition, right? Mm-hmm. Going from a townhouse to a beautiful big single-family home out here in Hunterdon County. What made you ready to make the plunge to buy something?
Well, I had looked at so many different types of properties, and while I liked a lot of the living in a townhome, mm-hmm. it just wasn't big enough for entertaining,
sure.
teaching classes, right. doing the things I wanted to do. And while I was a little intimidated by the idea of a home,
right.
Once I found the one that I loved, and the fact that I got in a community where I still have the amenities of the pool and the association,
sure.
you know, it seemed to be the better choice.
Right.
Because now I have as much space to do anything I want to do.
Terrific. And we're going to get into that. We're going to do a little bit of weather, and then we're going to get into our show. Our phone lines are open early today. Our phone lines are open if you want to talk to myself or Myra about what it's like to buy your first home and buying a single-family home, buying something, but then really recreating it, rebranding it to have your own brand. We'll talk a lot about that today. But let's take a look at the weather. I'm hoping it's going to be good, Myra. Let's see. The National Weather Service is currently telling me that it is... It's white, so maybe snow. Okay, so it's white.
God, no.
Okay, so it's currently 76 degrees with a few clouds. It's going to be a partly sunny today with a high of 77. Tonight, there's an 80% chance of heavy rain with a low of 57. On Thursday, it's going to be a rain day, folks, 90% chance of heavy rain. We don't really need that, do we? With a high of 73 degrees. Thursday night, 50% chance of continued showers. With a low of 55. On Friday, there's 20% chance of slight showers with a high of 73. Friday night, mostly clear with a low of 54. Oh, good. On Saturday, we're going to have a beautiful sunny day with a high of 82 degrees. Saturday night, partly cloudy with a low of 62. And then, unfortunately, folks, a Sunday in the summer, it's about a 40% chance of showers and particularly thunder showers with a high of 84. Okay, I'm going to take some commercial messages to pay for our show. And our show topic today is buying a resale and recreating and branding it to be your own after these messages.
Oh, folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for modern design.
This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
I am Richard Scuderi, and you are listening to Modern Design on WHCR-DB. My guest today happens to be Myra Burley, and Myra Burley has made a big life change, and she's going through a transition into purchasing a single-family home, her first single-family home, I think, and really recreating it, buying something that was really good and in a good town and a good area, but then sort of making it her own. So my question to you, Myra, is once you decided that you did want a single-family home, this is a thing that I think is very hard for people to do. When you go into somebody's, you know, a resale home, often it has the characteristics of the people that are living in that space. So you may be, you know, a single person and then a family is living there. So the bedrooms have like boys' colors and flags on them and you know what I mean?
Yes.
And there's a nursery or there's something else going that really doesn't represent your brand. When you were looking at homes, and I'm sure you saw quite a few of them, mm-hmm. was that sort of a distraction to see if you could live in a space? You know what I mean?
I know what you mean, but not really. What I looked at, you know, I always looked at walls can be painted.
Sure.
You know, floors can be changed.
Right.
I was looking more at does it have the right amount of rooms?
Mm-hmm.
You know, what kind of a backyard space does it have?
Right.
Kind of a garage. As far as that goes, you know, I think those things could be changed.
Right.
It is somewhat helpful, I think, to see what people do when they decorate to kind mm-hmm. of for yourself.
Sure.
I know looking online that made a difference.
Right.
But the house that I chose happened to be empty
wow.
when I saw it.
Now, was it slightly more appealing to you because it was empty? Because in that way, it was sort of more of a blank shell, so easier maybe to see your brand than if it was all done in like a lodge style, which is probably opposite of anything that you would like. You
yes.
know what I mean?
Yes. I think so. I think that being empty the way it was, I didn't have to think about what kind of furniture other people thought should go there.
Sure.
The big thing, of course, was it didn't look in person like it did online.
What was different about it?
Well, first I thought the kitchen was this beautiful black and white kitchen.
Right.
And I find out it's this horrible black and green crap that was everywhere.
Right.
And that the house was covered in mirrors.
Right.
And that it hadn't been updated since the 90s.
Right.
But that was okay because then I knew I could update it.
You know, that's one of the things that's funny. We talk about this all the time. And one of the things is that I say with everybody with real estate now with, you know, we get information so quickly. Everything is so transparent, right? As you speak, you can get anything. The beginning of purchasing a home or finding a home starts on the internet. It starts with just that, with pictures. And the problem with pictures on the internet is they are really deceiving.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that realtors often do is they use a sort of lens that gives the illusion of more space. Things are shot like where people are upside down in the far corners of a space. Light has been brought in to make things look artificially different. And not only that, you cannot really determine color. And I say this to people when they're trying to buy furniture or accessories, or especially fabric, anything with fabric on the internet. You cannot, the pixels are not there. You cannot determine color on the internet. So something like you said, thinking that you were getting a black and white kitchen and seeing that everything was hunter green was kind of a shock to you. But it does actually start with that. So, you know, in the past, I would say 10 years, staging has become quite popular for people that are selling their resale home to try to make it look more appealing to other people. And there are a good amount of people that spend a lot of money to do that. Some people like that because it gives them a visualization of, okay, this is where a TV is supposed to go. Whereas if you, you know, what is a room really? When you think about it, Myra, what is a room? It's just a box, right? It's a box of sheetrock. It's really nothing. It's just a void. And when you photograph a void of space, it's kind of hard to determine. So many people feel that it's an opportunity to create a look online where people will come to at least look to buy it.
Right.
But there are some other people that say for them, if they have some sort of visualization skills, it would be better to have more of a blank slate because you could put your brand on it.
Yes.
Were you at all worried about taking on a renovation? Have you ever done a renovation before?
No. Uh-huh. And if I had known, I don't know. Looking back, it's not been as difficult as I thought, probably because I have you.
Oh, thank you.
You know, that's made the huge difference. There's no way I could.
I'm a ride home, so I told her she had to say that, but that's okay. Go ahead.
But, I think that makes a huge difference because, you know, I was thinking, oh, well, slap some paint on the walls and, you know, and I like to buy furniture and that I can do myself.
Sure.
But, you know, once I saw the kitchen and then started to say, well, if we're going to tear it all up, you can have whatever you want.
Sure.
And then it became a big design issue and then this floor and then you want this and they don't make this anymore and then – and then there were things that you would say we need on the fireplace. I'm like, I don't even know what they are.
Right.
I didn't know we had to have those.
Sure.
You know, so there turned out to be so much to it that it is a full-time job.
Oh, sure.
You know, there's so many little pieces, but this other part's very enjoyable.
Sure.
Because I get to choose what I want.
You know, that's it. I want people to realize, you know, people have often said to me, oh, no, I only have a brand-new house, I only have a brand-new house, and I only have a brand-new house. There are only so many brand-new houses. It keeps going further and further out. So if you want to be in a good prime spot, often you're better off in a resale house. Mm-hmm. All the connections are there. Everything is ready to go. And you truly, and I think we've seen this by what we've done with your house, you truly can turn anything into anything, can't you?
Yes, and I like that better.
Uh-huh.
Because there are some beautiful homes, and they're very updated, but they're not my taste.
Right.
And I just felt it was wasteful.
Sure.
To rip out brand new granite, you know,
right,
in someone's home and throw it in the garbage.
Right.
Because I don't like the color.
Exactly.
It's better to take something that desperately needs to be ripped out.
Exactly.
And make it
beautiful.
You don't
feel so bad about it.
I don't feel like I'm being wasteful. I feel like, you know, I'm contributing.
You know, it's funny you say that because I was thinking about some of the stuff that was in your dumpster and so on. And I'm thinking to myself, so many people are switching from, you know, granite, especially if the dark granites, either to a lighter granite like you're doing, or to quartz, that there must be like a mound of like 90s granite somewhere. And I was just hoping there would be a way for them to sort of repurpose that somehow. Because, you know, every job I go on, all we do is rip out the 90s granite. All those, that Ubatuba, that Verde butterfly, all those greens, the Baltic brown, all those granites that people died for and spent a lot of money saving for, and they put the OG edge on it and spent all that extra money, it's all in landfills and dumpsters.
But somebody should pull that all out because in 25 years it will come back.
Well, you know what's funny? It's funny you say that. Things do come back because right now you love, what's your favorite color, obviously?
Well, my favorite color is pink.
Pink, right. So in the 80s, I started my business in the tail end of the 80s. So in the tail end of the 80s, we were pink. It was led by pink with gray, not gray with pink like it is today.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of exactly it. So it was like pinks and grays and pastel colors, right? And that's what it was. And then that went sort of out of fashion, and then it kind of went to the jewel tones with the burgundies and the golds and the sages and so on. And then gray came back in again, but now gray with this hint of pink is the height of style again.
Mm-hmm.
So it does come back, but the pinks that we're doing now and led mostly by gray with the pops of pink is very different than we would have done it in the 80s, right? In the 80s, the pink would be the leader, and we would have carpeting that was probably blush stone and a little bit of gray, but mostly pink, and there would be other – we would mix it with probably like other pastel colors.
Mm-hmm.
So, in fact, it always does come back, but in a slightly different way. But it was sort of serendipitous that, you know, you're kind of a pink girl, if I could say.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden, it just sort of hit that gray that's been around for about 8 or 9 years now. The new hot pop color is pink.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, pink looks so fresh now, right? Because it hasn't been around for a while.
Right.
There's a freshness to pink. Was there a period of time that you had a hard time finding pink in accessories?
Yes. In fact, when I decorated my condo, some of my bedroom accessories come from Pottery Barn Teen.
Oh, because it was pink.
Because it's pink. Because you didn't find any adult pink anywhere. If you wanted something pink, you had to go into the teenager stuff. So that made it a little bit more difficult, whereas now you can go into the furniture store and everything is pink.
Yeah, a lot of – if you go into some – and some of the hip stuff, regular Pottery Barn, West Elm, Restoration Hardware, their pop color's pink, and you see a lot of it. And actually, grays and pink really do look good together,
they
don't
look
they?
They beautiful
they
together.
Have a, they have a nice synergy because you have the warmth and the heat of the pink and the coolness of the gray. Mm-hmm. All right, we're going to go to our first set of commercial messages. A lot to talk about. Our phone lines are open if you'd like to call in. It's 908-237-0410, 908-237-0410. Jeannie, if you're listening, call in. And we will be back with more of our program after these commercial messages.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hello, this is Nicole Smith, host of Happy to Help. Would you like to discover the secret to happiness? I talk to volunteers, executive directors, fundraisers, and authors about how nonprofit engagement enriches their lives. We thrive when we have a sense of purpose in our lives. Philanthropy is the new community. Tune in to Happy to Help every Wednesday at 10 a.m. to discover how to find your purpose and live well by doing good.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton, Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton, Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton, Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody right there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
And we are back with more of Modern Design. My name is Richard Christopher Scuderi. I own Maven Hill Interior Designs in Ringo's, New Jersey, right across the street from the Motor Vehicle Inspection Station in the 100 Commons Shopping Center inside Flemington Fan and Lighting, selling accessories, wonderful things for your home. I carry all the fabrics. I have a wonderful workroom that can make any sort of window, custom window treatments, shades, blinds, cover furniture, everything related to that. And then, of course, everything for your home, doing kitchens and bathrooms and flooring and everything related to all parts of your home. To reach Maven Hill Designs for a consultation, the phone number is 908-884-0770, 908-884-0770. Very happy to have here at our station is Myra Burley, who is a client of mine, and she's currently going through a rather large renovation, actually, of a beautiful home in Hunterdon County that was built in the 90s, and she's doing exactly what most people are doing today, putting her own stamp on it. And there's a question I wanted to further talk about. We were talking about before our commercial break was somebody else putting their stamp on it. And some people, you know, opt to make a renovation to sell, and then they're taste specific, and I see that so often. You know, to me, if you're going to do a renovation with the intention of selling the property, you really have to be very careful about your choices and make them, you know, quality but neutral enough that you could do that. So in your case, there was a you had, you know, dark hunter green granite, so it was a no-go for you with that. But if that person, the previous owners, had changed the granite to a black granite, maybe not exactly the one that you had, would you probably keep it?
It would depend on what it looked like.
Right.
But, yeah, I would have been open to keeping it if it was close to what I wanted.
Mm-hmm.
But it would have to be close. It would
sure.
have to, you know. And even choosing the granite. I mean, the granite we purchased doesn't look like the granite in my head.
No.
No, you know, and a lot of things have not looked that way.
So the biggest part, and you have said this to me a number of times, in order taking a project on, you had a visualization. And I think you will, the cumulative effect of that will be really what you're looking for. But as you go through the individual minutiae, the details, they do change along the way, don't they?
Yes.
Not necessarily because you're forced to it, but you start to open up and see the possibilities, or maybe you change, right? Because you evolve and you see things in a different way.
Exactly. When sometimes you are forced.
Right.
You know, this is, you have the, you know, the floor goes this way, or, you know, or this is going to be this way.
Sure.
But other times it's like, oh, you know, you know, like last night in Lowe's, I didn't know chair rails had silver in them.
Right.
You know, it's like, because, you know, you don't do any renovation work on your home ever.
Right.
You don't have any idea. And then sometimes there's overwhelmingly choices.
Sure. And it can get overwhelming.
Well, it's like, all right, I can't look at this anymore. It all looks the same.
That's why it's good to have a project manager or a designer involved, I think, when you have to make so many choices, because it's infinite. You know, you could just spend that on tile alone, and then paralysis by analysis, and you get nothing done. When you were looking for a home, first of all, how many homes would you say you actually looked at? What was the process for you? Did it start online? Did you start looking online?
It started online, and it started online for a couple of years.
Right.
And because then I was like, oh, I'll wait another year. And then and I knew that I wanted to be in my new home by this month.
Right.
And I guess last fall, I was fortunate that my good friend John, who's a realtor, called me and kind of pushed me and said, you know, you've been looking online, let's go look.
Sure.
So we looked at neighborhoods, but I didn't see anything like that. I thought I wanted to stay in Somerset County.
Right.
In my complex.
Mm-hmm.
But it was cost prohibitive.
Sure.
As well as there's only so much available.
Right.
And then I saw this house online, but I thought it was too far. I didn't want to go to Hunterdon County, so I forgot about it. But every month or so, I would look at it again.
Mm-hmm.
And so I didn't see that many houses, because I'm kind of like, I know what I want.
And I say that is very true about you, do know what you want. And that's, you know, it's half the battle.
So, like, I guess January, February, I had a day where I had plans that got canceled, and I was all dressed. I said, let me go look at that house, just the outside of it. Let me see how far it is.
Right.
And it wasn't far, and it was just beautiful, the complex. And then I called John and said, I want to see that. And we went to see it. And I think before that, I had actually gone in and seen. I saw two on my own and one with John.
Sure.
And then that day, he said, well, there's a whole bunch more I want you to see. And he dragged me from place to place until finally I said, no more. I want that one.
Right, right.
And he's like, I want to do my job. I'm like, I want that one.
Right, because it finally worked for you,
it
right?
When I walked in, like, so there was another place I had in Somerset County I thought I wanted.
Mm-hmm.
And we had gone to look at that, and I was all set. We walked in. And as you said, the pictures are deceiving. It was way smaller.
Right.
The deck that they showed in the picture actually didn't exist.
Mm.
You know, and so there was so much. And then I was so disappointed because I thought this was it. But when I walked in this house, I knew this was it. Even when I saw that it needed so much updating.
Right.
It's like, well, you know what? I want to update. You know?
You know, Myra, there's this thing, and I really haven't talked about this too much on the program, and I don't even know, you know, if this exists or not. There's a software that's available that they do virtual staging. Mm-hmm. So let's say somebody lives in New Jersey, and they get transferred to Denver, and they have to leave, and they take their furniture with them, and the house is sitting empty. Some people do what's called virtual staging, so they take those pictures of those rooms, and they artificially insert furniture and stuff to make it look finished. And I just think that is so wrong, don't you?
Well, yeah, you can do that. Yeah.
And the thought behind that is it gives you a perception of what something could be, but I think that's kind of deceptive.
Well, it is. I mean, in some ways it is good because it kind of shows you what kind of furniture does in some ways look good in there and what kind of fits. But it is deceptive because until you see it, you really don't know it.
It's like, and I say this all the time, and some people are people that buy everything online. I'm not a person that likes to buy things online. I'm very tactile, enjoy touching something. I'm enjoying being a part of the experience. I happen to still love the shopping experience. I think it's terrific. I think it's an exciting thing to do. Specifically, when you're buying upholstered furniture, I say it's like trying on a suit, or in your case, trying on a dress. You know, you could see something on the hanger and it's just gorgeous. It's really how it fits you. And there's not necessarily, and we saw this when we were shopping for couches, there's not standard sizes or frames for couches. They're all different. A couch is something that you have to try on, don't you think?
Yes.
Because there's a couple of couches that we looked at the other day that were beautiful, but as soon as you sat on them, you're like, no, right? Yeah. And even the fabrics were similar, the sizes were similar. They're very different. And that's why I often dissuade people from buying, especially upholstered furniture, over the internet, because it's really something that you have to be comfortable with as much as it has to look good.
Mm-hmm. And I'm a big internet shopper.
Right.
And I don't enjoy the shopping experience so much.
Yeah. Well, you know, everybody's different. So with that being said about, you know, everybody is different, I always look for commonalities in people when they're looking for homes, of the things that were sort of hot buttons for them, because it helps me in when I'm staging a house on the other end, what I see consistently people are looking for. And one of the things I consistently see people looking for is in a master bathroom, whether they're one person or 75 people, they like a double sink, two sinks in the master bath. And I think one of the reasons for that is not necessarily even the second sink, but even if you're a single person, when you have a double vanity, it's that much bigger. So if, let's say, as yourself, a lady with makeup and all these other things and light, all the things that you do, it's kind of nice to have that extra space. What if you went into your home that you bought and it was just a single vanity, would that dissuade you at all?
No. In the townhouse that I live in, I have the large vanity.
You do?
But only have one sink.
Oh, wow. So you have a lot of counter space.
Which actually is, to me, ideal.
Right.
But for a single person, because
right.
you have all of that counter space.
Sure.
You have all the cabinet space.
Right.
But you don't have another sink. But no, I don't think so, because, again, it's a vanity. That's something you can replace.
What's a hot button for you, things that you were looking for in a house? You wanted it to have – did you want it
– I wanted it to have enough that I could have a bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted an office.
Right.
I wanted at least one guest room. I ended up with two, but one would have been fine.
Right.
I wanted the finished basement. I wanted a room to teach meditation in.
Right.
I wanted some kind of – I didn't really want a backyard, but I wanted some patio or like a deck like I did get.
So outdoor entertaining space?
Outdoor entertaining space.
Right.
That was big. I didn't want a lot of grass to cut, which I kind of did get, but I wanted a two-car garage. That
right.
was really important.
So if that same house was on 4 acres, it would be a no-go for
it
you?
It would have been a no-go, absolutely.
Right. So that's kind of funny, right? Because people often say these days, because people are more conscious of the money and the maintenance it takes care of property, whereas 10, 15 years ago, oh my God, the more property, the better.
Right.
It kind of has changed.
Yeah, I think it has changed. And that wasn't important to me at all. I wanted a house with very little property, but I did want some kind of an outdoor entertaining space.
How about ceiling height? Did you, when you looked at 8 houses, or was it sort of just irrelevant? It wasn't part of the bigger picture. A lot of people tell me these days they would even have, and you don't have any small rooms, but you wouldn't even mind maybe one or two smaller rooms if they had the ceiling height. You have high ceilings. On your first floor, you have the, because it's a newer home, so you have the 9-foot ceilings, and of course you have that vaulted space and the foyer. Was high ceiling something that you were looking for?
No, it wasn't what I was looking for, but it was something I found very attractive.
Mm-hmm.
I looked at another home in the
right.
development that did not have the higher ceilings,
mm-hmm.
and I felt squished in it,
yeah.
which I probably wouldn't have if I hadn't already been in the one with the high ceilings.
Right.
So it wasn't something I was looking for, but it was definitely something that made me go, oh, wow. You know, this is nice.
It's funny. There have even been studies done about it that between an 8-foot and a 9-foot ceiling, the home with an 8-foot ceiling could even be a bigger space. But the illusion, the perception is the taller ceiling is a bigger space
mm-hmm.
or more spacious. Anything else that was on your sort of hot button list? You were like, that's a deal breaker when you were looking for houses.
No, there was nothing in this that was the deal breaker. I liked the fact it was a gas fireplace.
Right.
Otherwise, I would have had to convert.
Yeah, would you ever – more and more people are converting their fireplaces. And so if you had a regular fireplace, you would have never used it, would you?
No, I can't see myself going through all that effort and cleaning it. Maybe once or twice a year to entertain.
Sure.
But not like at home. I have a guest where I live now.
Right.
It's on every night in the winter. You know, that was important. You know, I wanted the breakfast nook. That was really important. There was nothing in here that was like the big no-goes.
Right, so you wanted it was a big thing about having an eat-in kitchen, because not everybody has.
Because, you know, as a single person, I don't want to sit at the dining room
table. No, right.
And so what I intend to do is I sit at my desk and eat, or I eat on the coffee table, and I would rather have a table to eat on. It's much neater.
Sure.
And I think when you have one person over, it's kind of a cuter place to sit,
yeah,
have a cup of tea as opposed to sitting in the formal dining room.
Exactly. All right, Myra, we're going to go to a news break. We'll let you catch your breath, and we're a lot more to talk about. Again, our phone lines are open, 908-237-0410, and our topic today is buying a resale home and putting your own brand on it. We will be back after our quick news.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A House panel is set to vote this afternoon on a contempt of Congress resolution against Attorney General Bill Barr and Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross. The Democratic-led Oversight Committee has been demanding more documents from Barr and Ross in a growing dispute over the 2020 census. Now, the Trump administration has asserted executive privilege over more documents being turned over, but Republican Congressman from Ohio Jim Jordan says,
Trump administration has cooperated, continues to cooperate in this, I believe, partisan investigation. The administration has produced not 17,000, 31,000 pages of documents, 14,000 from Commerce, 17,000 from Justice, relating to this question.
Democrats are pushing for quick action to permanently extend funding for the 9/11 Victims Compensation Fund. The fund is running short of money and provides benefits to first responders and others dealing with illnesses related to the 2001 terror attacks. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Texting enrolls you in recurring automated text messages. Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text FORCE to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text FORCE to 321321. That's F-O-R-C-E to 321321.
The Los Angeles Police Commission makes a ruling regarding an officer involved in a shooting. More from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
A California cop who killed an innocent bystander during a shootout will not be facing charges. Meldia Corrado was working at a Trader Joe's in Silver Lake last year when a suspect led police on a wild high-speed chase and then bailed out of the vehicle and started shooting outside the store. The responding officer started shooting back. This week, the police commission determined the officers did not violate department policy, even though one of their bullets hit Corrado in the chest, taking her life.
Much of the West Coast is seeing record-breaking heat. Temperatures are in the triple digits from Oregon all the way down to Arizona, with heat warnings being issued in cities such as Phoenix, Las Vegas, San Francisco, and Portland. Phoenix is expected to see their first day above 110 on Wednesday, and numerous cooling stations are set up across the city to keep folks a little bit cooler. You're listening to USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
One of the things that people on both sides of the aisle can agree upon is that Russia did interfere in the 2016 presidential election. Now, it is still up for debate as to which political party they helped. But the other thing is that people need to learn from this. And that's one of the things that we can learn from in the Mueller report is what was actually done by these Russian foreign agents to influence our election. I had a chance to catch up with Kate Fizzini. Kate's a cybersecurity reporter for CNBC. And one of the things I asked her was, what can we take away from the Mueller report regarding this election in 2016 and even the midterms and even 2020?
I think the Mueller report has been of real interest to me, and partially because if you go in and read the report, the very first part of the report goes into great detail about this very multi-pronged, years-long, well before Trump was ever a candidate, effort by Russia and Russia's intelligence service to kind of throw some bombs into our election process, the way we talk about candidates and elections with each other on social media. It seems like the focus of what we learned from the Mueller report has been only on the aspects of it that are about collusion or about Trump or the White House. I fear that the major lessons have just been completely lost. I don't see Congress talking about the issues that the DNC faced, that the RNC faced in 2016.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
And we are back with more of Modern Design. My name is Richard Christopher Scuderi. I'm Maven Hill Interior Designs in Ringgoes, New Jersey, traveling through the tri-state area, working on kitchens and bathrooms and painting and window treatments and all things related to your home or your office. And maybe you have a restaurant you're doing. I'm doing quite a few restaurants now. One of the guests have been our show on, I think twice they've been on Modern Design, is a wonderful restaurant in New Providence, New Jersey called Moe's Bistro. Which I completely transformed, and then we added a bar when they got a liquor license. Well, good news, if you're looking for a place to have summer dining, the patio will be open shortly, and currently I'm working on creating a wonderful patio environment with great chairs and tables and beautiful lighting. So Moe's Bistro is in New Providence, New Jersey, a great restaurant. If you're looking to do some outdoor dining, that's going to be a place that our patio will be open probably in about 8 weeks. So another place to do. Our topic today happens to be buying a resale home and then rebranding it, making your own, putting your own stamp on it. And my guest is Myra Burley, who purchased a beautiful home in Hunterdon County and is renovating it. She's fortunate enough, one of the few people that has a little bit of a buffer that she didn't have to move from one house to the other and live through a renovation physically, although there'll be a little gap at the end, I think. But for the most part, all the heavy work will be done. So my question to you now is, once you decided that's the house that you wanted and there were things in it that you wanted to change, did what you wound up changing be different than what you thought you were going to change?
Yes.
Okay. Tell me, is there anything specifically?
Well, first of all, it was a whole lot more got changed than I ever imagined.
Sure.
I think the thing, things tend to be different. The uh-huh. floors are different than what I had imagined they would look like.
Okay. Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
Well, you know, like I said, I had wanted to have a more tiled kitchen floor. But
correct.
But that did not work out with the way, with the opening of the family room and the kitchen being one big room.
Right.
It would not have looked right with two floors.
It would visually cut the house in half.
Right.
Right.
And we did not want that because it already had that.
Sure.
With the floors that were currently in existence.
Right.
So that was totally different. And that was huge because that's that's the floor throughout the entire house.
Right.
That was big. Mm-hmm. The kitchen is a little different. I wanted a black and white kitchen, and
right.
it was becoming a white and gray kitchen, but then, uh-huh. then it evolved.
Right.
And it's turned more into a black and white kitchen, which is great.
Right.
Some of the things that I thought I was going to want, once you start to see them and you see other choices.
Right. It changes your vision, doesn't it?
It does. And it still changes. It changes all the time. You know, I mean, what color will this wall be? Or, you know, then you see this paint. Well, this paint is really nice. Maybe we'll use this over here.
Right. And sometimes you wind up making better decisions because you're exposed to more. And you have the time to process things, I think.
Right. And sometimes I have to go home and think about it. I mean, the first day of the floors, I went home and actually had nightmares about floors all night long. After I would wake up, and I'd be like, floors. Oh, my God, what floor? I can make a decision. You know, and but then after a while, a lot of times I realize that you don't have to agonize over this.
No.
A lot of it is I know what I like.
Right.
And I'm fortunate that I like the gray and I like the pink, everything that's popular.
Right.
Is colors I did a lot of that in my townhouse 4 years ago.
Sure.
So that was not hard, and that's easy to find.
Well, let's tell them what we decided to do. So the floors were sort of divided, and half the floors in the kitchen, I don't even remember, half the floors were...
Dining room.
Okay, half the floors in the, that's right, half the floors in the living room and dining room were, I think, a laminate, actually. They were a laminate that did not match. They were a herringbone pattern, and the rest was the original hardwood. And unfortunately, what that did was it split the house in half. And I really do truly believe that us making it one united surface made the house seem a lot bigger, don't you think?
Yes.
You know, visually, one of the things I say all the time is continuity of surfaces, continuity of surfaces. And it's very true. So I know you were very worried about doing it, but I think the end result really did improve the value and the beauty of that house by having one type of flooring. And one of the things, and I didn't even know if you knew that this was possible, you can take any existing wood flooring you have, and then you can buy unstained matching flooring of the same species, and then if you do refinish, you could make them one color. So in the end result, it looks as if you had wood floors that were a new color from the beginning without starting fresh and rebuilding that. So I think that was kind of nice that we didn't have to buy the materials for, we chose the one that was really supposed to be with the Hasting Indigenous one, and we were able sort of to back into it and make it one complete surface, which is kind of a nice thing to do. And how scary was it? Was the staining or trying to pick the colors of a floor? That was challenging, wasn't it?
It was very challenging,
especially gray, because gray is incredibly tricky, probably more than any other color.
It was, and first now it's too black, and now it's too brown, and now it's. And then, you know, and when it dries, it looks different. And when the sun hits, it looks
different.
Sure, looks
different, right.
And
don't forget, color is the absorption of light. So depending upon the light it has, it reflects differently.
And that was, and then trying to pick one. And then when it was finally done, before it was dry, you know, and then I was told it would have pink coming through it from the red oak.
Right.
Which it didn't.
Right.
Which was, thank God, because I love pink, but I don't know if pink coming through the floor was a good idea.
You know, I always equate, like, painting and staining to like sort of baking and cooking. So staining is kind of like, painting is kind of like, baking. It's exact, right? You'll get an exact result. You have to follow the recipe exactly and you get a consistent result. Mm-hmm. Staining is kind of like cooking. You can sort of play with it a little bit, right. And you don't know what you're getting. It's like also like the coloring your hair, because right. It depends on the porosity of the wood. So it's not an exact, right? So you don't know. There's interpretation. But right. I do think it really came out lovely.
I do. I'm very pleased with it.
It's a really pretty sort of a gray, and it really set the pace for it, the house looking a lot more updated.
Yes, because it doesn't look like old wood.
No.
Because who has gray floors?
Right, no one does. And even though the boards are maybe normal size, but they're not sort of some of the bigger boards, you maybe have gone a little bit bigger, the continuity of them being all in one space and in wonderful shape now, freshly done and in that sort of pretty soft gray, really made it modern. I do want to talk about another thing which I think was transformative in your space, and that is changing the configuration of the kitchen. And I wasn't sure. In your case, your kitchen did not have a center island, which is so popular, the center island with the pendants with people today. You had what was called a peninsula, a large peninsula that went around the room. When you were thinking about redoing the kitchen, were you considering, because you already saw an existing floor plan, doing that same floor plan again?
I was. I didn't. Uh-huh. I thought I would keep the peninsula. Uh-huh. But what I didn't like was that there was like a big gap and then another shelf on it, which
right.
was an absolute waste of space.
Right, because
what
they were doing back then was they were doing sort of a two-tiered one, which was really foolish because it broke up the space. It cut it in half.
Right.
And it was really, really high. It's like
yes.
it flew you off.
You couldn't see into the other room.
Sure.
So I knew I was going to take that off. And then of course, you know, the decision was made to take it out completely,
right.
put it in an island, and this way it's all in open space.
Now, that was not your original vision, and I don't know if it wasn't your original vision because you saw something that was done and was working. When you decided to finally change that vision, and now you're starting to see it to come to fruition, how does that make you feel when you look at the room?
Oh, I like the way the room looks. I think the openness is going to be wonderful.
Right. You know? And I think a center island is nice in a space with tall ceilings because it truly then makes that space become an open floor plan.
Mm-hmm.
And the one thing what happens when you have a peninsula, especially one that has the two sides, the two-tiered one, is that it just was a visual block, right?
Right.
So anything that opens up a space and grounds it, especially in the back of your house, it's kind of nice to have an open floor plan.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Definitely. Let's talk a little bit about color, because you're a little daring with color, which is kind of nice. You know, I'm kind of grayed out, to be honest with you. Not that I don't love gray, but when you have a house that has four bedrooms, when you have a lot of sheetrocked walls, it's kind of nice to have a little bit of variety.
Mm-hmm.
So we're doing a couple of things besides just sheetrock, and we have a lot of gray. So one of the things that are trending is that we're carrying these days, the designers and the builders, we're carrying color room to room. So is where when I would do a color consultation in like 1996, I mean, I was there for 3 hours because every single room was a different color.
Right.
Now we're seeing, at least on the first floor of a space or the living area, continuity. So if we pick a beautiful gray, mm-hmm. typically with white trim and white ceilings, it goes from room to room.
Right.
And it's the accessories that make the pop. So that's a little bit easier. But on your second floor, which is kind of nice because you have the visual breaks of the doors, you took some chances on colors.
Yes.
And tell them what kind of Tell them what kind of colors you put in.
Well, the master bedroom is very long.
Right.
Huge room.
Right, sitting area, big room.
So the back wall, with the long wall, we made an accent wall. The other wall is, what you call it, intense white, which is a very pale gray.
Pale gray, yeah.
And on that accent wall, we're doing hot pink and light pink stripes.
Right.
Similar to what you see in Victoria's Secret.
Right, it's a Victoria's Secret-inspired bedroom.
So that when you walk in, it's like, and it pops. And here's the light gray wall on the gray floor, but here's this immense color wall.
Yeah.
And in the first guest room, we're doing one wall in purple lilac.
Right.
And the rest in the light gray. So they've got this heavy purple wall.
Right.
So and then the other bedroom is just a light pink.
Right.
So that you have some color.
Exactly. And I always say when you have a large house like that with a lot of sheetrock and high ceilings, it's nice to have mostly a solid neutral paint, which you have, mm-hmm. and then a little bit of accent paint. Mm-hmm. And then a little bit of wallpaper. So one of the things we started, I don't think we started out that we're going to do wallpaper in any of your spaces. I don't think we started out with that.
No.
But I love to do, and I talk about this on Modern Design all the time, I love to do wallpaper in a powder room because it's always the smallest room of your house, and it's always the room that almost every single person who's in that house uses. So the problem is when you have painted sheetrock in a space where it's very limited, you're on top of everything, and there's water involved, very quickly the paint and the sheetrock gets stained and wet from fingertips. Whether you're 8 or 88, it just happens.
Mm-hmm.
So wallpaper is nice there because it could be wiped down. It's protective, and it creates a little bit of visual interest. I wouldn't want to do your hallways in wallpaper, but right. just a little bit of something in a powder room is kind of nice. And in our case, we didn't want to make it too over the top, so we have a chair rail, and the bottom is the color of the rest of the house. But it just is enough to have some visual interest. Because I truly think, Myra, if you painted every room a neutral, it would be kind of boring.
It would be very dull, yeah.
Even with bright colored accessories. So I do think it's kind of nice to have sort of in a big home, have a balance. Have a little bit of wallpaper, a little bit of faux paint, and then, of course, some accent colors.
Mm-hmm.
And then you talked a little bit about accent walls. People often ask me where would they put a pop if they're just going to put a pop in. When you're doing interiors of homes, probably the best areas for an accent wall would be a master bedroom headboard wall. It's kind of nice. And also a fireplace wall. If you have something that has architecture on it, like a fireplace, that's always a good area if you want to bring a pop in to do it in that space. Okay, let's see how much time we have left. We have about 8 minutes left. We're going to take a last commercial messages, and then we'll go through our last tips on doing a resale and creating your own stamp. Back after this.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody right there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in? Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hello, this is Nicole Smith, host of Happy to Help. Would you like to discover the secret to happiness? I talk to volunteers, executive directors, fundraisers, and authors about how nonprofit engagement enriches their lives. We thrive when we have a sense of purpose in our lives. Philanthropy is the new community. Tune in to Happy to Help every Wednesday at 10 a.m. to discover how to find your purpose and live well by doing good.
And we are back with more of Modern Design. I'm Richard Christopher Scuderi. And Myra, I have to, because some of the other things that you and I work on together spiritually, I have to comment that spot is a new spot I haven't heard before about a new program related to finding happiness. And it certainly reminds me of some of the new ventures that you're taking on with this new chapter of your life. And maybe you can just talk a little bit to our listeners about the Bright Goddess and who she is and what that's becoming.
Well, I have been studying spiritual work for, I would say, going over 25 years, and been teaching for a while, but I did take a break. I was working heavily. And one of the reasons I wanted this house was the downstairs space I want to turn into a large meditation room where I can teach meditation, magic, past life regression, maybe even do some life coaching. and it's a perfect space for it.
Sure.
Because it's so large and it's very comfortable.
Played out to entertain and to have
right,
a group.
Right, it is. And it's not creepy because a lot of basements are creepy.
Right.
And that was very important to me to not be creepy.
Uh-huh.
So that was part of it as well because I run a meditation group on Monday nights.
Mm-hmm.
I'm part of another group that meets every 6 to 8 weeks. And I'm looking to expand all of that and
right.
do a lot more work.
So do you have something set up, maybe a way that they could contact you now? So if they want to learn more about Bright Goddess or maybe to talk to you or work on their spirituality, they can get in touch with you?
Yes, there is a Facebook page.
Okay.
It is called Bright Goddess Metaphysical.
Okay.
And they can look at that or they can email me at brightgoddessmetaphysical@yahoo.com.
Terrific.
It's just one word. And it is beginning. It's beginning to expand,
mm-hmm.
but I would like to have more students, and that's part of the reason I wanted to have this large house.
Maybe this, only came to fruition as part of your bigger journey to do the spiritual stuff, which I think is so important in our lives to have that and awareness. And we were talking about way into studio about the importance of awareness.
Exactly,
so that's a great thing. So, having said that, I have to digress a little bit to the first part of buying a house. Did you go into some of the houses and you just thought, well, house is beautiful to something's not right spiritually?
Yes. There's
you had a lot of rules, as I was told by the realtor that recommended me to you. It was something with a 9? Tell them story about the 9.
I have this theory about numbers.
Right.
And some of it, in different cultures have different numerologies. But I had lived in several 3s, and I was told by a friend that, of course you're having a horrible life because you're in a 3.
Now, 3 was struggle, you told me?
All struggle. And
okay.
I was like, so when I started off with 1s are new beginnings.
Okay.
I live in a 1 now,
uh-huh.
but I knew that was a temporary space, so that was 1 was okay.
Right.
I don't want to keep moving. So
right.
I don't want a 1. I don't want a 3. I don't want a struggle. I don't want a 9 because 9 is an ending or a death. And,
what's a good number?
6 is a fabulous number.
It is. Isn't it just 9 upside down?
No. Okay. It is 6 is relationships
okay.
and family.
Okay, good.
And that was where I was living when my life began to change a little bit for the better. And my
right.
life became, and I began to do my work and everything in my life started to change. I was living in a 6. And I kind of did look for a 6. This one is a 2. The 2 is the sacred feminine, which seems like that is right for this house.
Sure. Especially in the Victoria's Secret bedroom.
Right, exactly. So, yes, I did tell him up front that, I'm going to be maybe a little bit of a crazy client,
uh-huh.
but that's okay.
I think the journey's been a lot of fun, actually.
It has been. And, uh-huh. I did have a lot of rules of uh-huh. what I was looking for.
But that's good, for when you're working with professionals, you look for the clients, the sort of the clues of who they are and try to bring that to them, because the best job is somebody who's interpreted your vision and they've been the catalyst to bring that to you, So because sometimes people do have a vision in their head, and it's our job, I think, as designers and contractors to give you the resources to have that at the end, as it all comes together.
That's what you said the first day we worked together.
Yeah, that's
I'm
important.
The catalyst for your vision.
Your vision, and that's very important to express your vision, and
exactly.
I'll be very, very conscious of that. We're just in about our last minute, and I wanted to just have sort of maybe last words on doing a renovation, because this is kind of a funny time, because when it's over, I think you're going to be like a little bit more joyous. You're in the thick of it right now. So any tips for people that are doing a renovation?
Well, if you cannot live in it, that's my first tip.
Yeah, that's great if you can make that work.
Because there are days when between the noise and the dust and everything, I was so glad to go home.
Sure.
That's my first thing. The second thing is, it doesn't last forever.
No.
Just do one step at a time, and it does come together.
Right.
Each piece does fall into the next piece.
Sure. And then you have the reveal party, right? And then it's all worth it. They say it's like having a baby. One woman said to me one day, she goes, this is like having a baby. There's a lot of pains involved. But when it's over, you kind of forget some of the pain, and then you
right.
enjoy the new challenge and the beauty that's ahead.
I know, and I've often wondered, what am I going to do with all my time once, I'm packing one house and I'm renovating another?
Right.
What am I going to do when I don't have to do either one of those things?
So you'll focus on Bright Goddess, right?
I'll focus on Bright Goddess, yes.
Well, thank you, Maya. You've been a wonderful guest. Thank you for
thank
being
you.
So candid and very fair about renovating a resale home.
Thank you for having me.
It was a pleasure to have you. Next week, I do believe we're going to have Garden Center in, the local Garden Center here in Flemington, and we're going to talk about summer plants and what's deer-resistant and not. I know I'm kind of struggling with that myself, and each day I try to learn maybe it's something new from somebody's house. Is that deer resistant? So we're going to talk about deer resistant plants next week. Thank you for continuing to tune into Modern Design. Of course, you can watch us on Facebook anytime we have podcasts For the past 6 years, you can go to either through the Facebook site or if you go to hunterchamberradio.com, there's 6 years worth of podcasts and you can listen at any time. Thank you and have a wonderful, wonderful day. Get outside. Bye-bye.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The White House is asserting executive privilege over subpoenaed documents related to adding a citizenship question to the 2020 census. Now, this is after, though, the Attorney General and Department of Justice turned over 15,000 documents, and the Commerce Secretary also turned over 10,000 documents. As the President is welcoming the President of Poland to the White House, the President was asked about the citizenship question.
I think it's totally ridiculous that we would have a census without asking, but the Supreme Court is going to be ruling on it soon. I think when a census goes out, you should find out whether or not, and you have the right to ask whether or not somebody is a citizen of the United States. Okay.
The bill to permanently extend funding for the 9/11 Victims Compensation Fund is moving forward in Congress. Today, the House Judiciary Committee unanimously voted on the measure. The bill will need to be scored by the CBO before it can get a full vote in the House. This is USA Radio News.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to get expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
Let's think about customization presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Liberty Mutual customization.